If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And here with our first headline episode of the week, we're going to be talking about, well, a little bit of a couple things, but mainly Chris Cuomo from CNN, but also his brother Andrew Cuomo and some other people that were involved. But crazy week, this just went down. It was recently announced that Chris Cuomo, probably the most famous person on CNN. I know he's got the top rated show. I think it's called Primetime or something like that.
He's got the 9 o'clock spot.
The 9 o'clock spot. CNN has announced they have suspended him indefinitely after some findings from the New York Attorney General's office were released regarding the sexual assault allegations against his brother, former governor Andrew Cuomo. That was a tongue tie there.
You did a great job.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Impressive.
First take too, as far as you guys will know. It actually was. Have you been following up on it though? I mean, it's been everywhere.
Yeah. So just to kind of backtrack a little bit to what got us to this point, Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, ended up stepping down essentially because of the sexual assault allegations that were brought on him, because there seemed to be a lot of truth to these allegations.
Yeah. Multiple accusers too.
Multiple,
not just
accusers.
One person.
He has denied everything. So this whole thing is not done, but he felt, okay, I'm going to step down. During that time, Chris Cuomo, his brother, who is one of the top anchors on CNN, was covering it, said, you know, I'm not going to do too much. He was not going to do too much on this, but he said he wanted to put his family first. Now, as a family member, you know, from what has been come out is that Andrew Cuomo said to him, I did nothing wrong. I need your help. And Chris is going to do what a brother does. And he's trying to help his brother. Now, what comes under scrutiny is the extent of which he helped his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And how deep and how far did he go to try to help his brother? And I gotta be honest, what do you think? Because I know my take is going to be a little bit, it's probably going to be a little hot. So you go first.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm pragmatic with things like this, because I was in a situation where I was a police officer for a long time, and there were definitely situations where not immediate relative family members, but relatives of mine were involved with the law, mm-hmm. and there were opportunities where I probably could have helped them out, but risked my own professional occupation in helping them, because obviously it's very unethical and maybe even illegal, right? So based on the allegations that came out, you know, he's accused of being a sexual deviant, essentially, like groping multiple women, mm-hmm. using his power of authority to kind of have this, this opportunity to take advantage of these young girls and use them for sexual reasons, right? You know, mm-hmm. tapping them some on the butt, things like that. There's other kissing one of them.
Andrew's
not a good
scumbag.
Look. Yeah.
My take, want to say this. My take is not about Andrew. It's more about Chris.
Yeah. No, Andrew Cuomo does come off as a sleazy dude.
He is.
The thing about Cuomo, and you and I were, you know, we can't help but talk about these things beforehand, but it's like,
that's how these topics come up.
You are a major figure in the media, you know, not just CNN, a major figure in the media, and you have a lot of power, a lot of reach, and you could probably use that power for things that you say you don't do. Like, you're constantly on television talking about calling out the corrupt, holding people accountable for their actions, always being a straight shooter, not being a hypocrite, all these things that you claim to be. And so if you're going to be in that glass house, you really can't throw stones. And it appears, and I'll let you get into it, but it appears that based on the Attorney General's report, Chris did a little bit more than just help with him prepping for like his speech about the allegations. He was actually doing some reconnaissance, which he specifically told the Attorney General's office he was not doing, but the text messages clearly contradict that. And I think that's why CNN, who initially acknowledged a while ago that Chris had spoken to them, it did violate some of their policies as journalists, but they were not going to suspend him at that time. And obviously with these new findings in black and white, literally, they've currently changed course.
Yeah. Well, so obviously this is tough. It, as a brother, you know, the allegations against Andrew Cuomo are disgusting and they're horrible, but I feel like, you know, Chris, you know, his brother, they have separate lives. What Chris was doing in his office, like, I don't know if that stuff was coming, what Andrew was doing in his office, I don't know if that stuff was coming over, you know, towards Chris. I don't know if he was hearing about it. So when all of these allegations came out, if Andrew turned to Chris and was like, bro, I did none of this. I don't, maybe it was like a little bit flirty, but like, I did not sexually assault any of these women. And Chris was like, dude, I'm going to make sure I find out and do everything in my power to find out, you know, what's coming out about these stories, like, you know, what is going to be said and all this stuff. Is that outside of the realm of what he can do?
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chris Cuomo is a journalist. He does have connections in the position that he's in. He was, you know, he got his degree in law. He's a journalist. That is, he's obviously got a heavy reach in where he is. So is him reaching out to try to find information, is that where the line is drawn? Or was it Chris Cuomo was working directly with Andrew Cuomo's campaign manager that goes too far, where he was trying to, you know, mold how they're going to put the information out,
yeah,
or he was trying to find out what these women were going to say, who the women are, what their names are, maybe go for like a smear campaign on these women to make it seem like these aren't really anything that's going to stick up in court so that Andrew Cuomo can get off of it. Cause in those situations, like, it's the latter. Like, if he's doing that to try to make sure, like, oh, I'm going to dig up dirt on any of these women to make sure I drag them, and it kind of like slanders what they're saying so that you come out in a good light, then he's horrible. But if he was just like, if he's looking to find out information on what went on with his brother and anything that may come to light, is that's not right for him to do?
I think there is something where there is a level of integrity that comes with being a journalist. You're supposed to be objective. You're supposed to go after the truth and inform the public of what's going on in the world, whether it's someone you like or someone you hate, someone you don't know, or someone you're related to. Society is supposed to be able to trust the media. That's a different question for a different day, but that is the ethical standard that they're supposed to abide by. So the way I looked at it is kind of the latter of what you said, where we don't even know what was said behind closed doors, not in a text message, but specifically the campaign manager in one of the messages says right out, like, here's what he's thinking about writing. And Chris kind of molds it for him in a text message, like how it should be and how, what parts he was concerned about. And then there's a point where she's like, hey, you know, there's a possibly one or two more stories coming out tomorrow. Can you look into it? And he's like, I'm on it. And then he comes back a little bit later and says, nope, I'm not hearing anything. Right. So I do think there's a problem with it, because it sounds so like
that's wrong. You're saying that shouldn't be what he's doing.
Well, what's the purpose of doing it, right? The purpose of doing it is, hey, we need to know, like you said, what's coming out and who the accusers are, so we can start to develop a narrative to combat it, to discredit it. So he's basically,
I'm looking up these stories to try to, you know,
as a concerned brother,
because it's 9 p.m. and in my spot, this is a hot topic. So I'm going to have to get all this information to expose whether or not it's true. So that's where, you know what? You're 100% right,
dude. And look at the optics. He's going to go on at 9 p.m. and be like, guys, I'm not going to say much about this case because it's too close. Yeah. Before he had him on before. And then he kind of said, like, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. We're not going to do it because I got to stay away from this for the, you know, to be impartial and to kind of let, you know, the investigation do its own thing. But behind closed doors, he was clearly doing a lot more. So it's like, again, he's looking at you in the camera saying one thing and doing another. So his credibility as far as telling the truth is gone. And so
I mean, he works at CNN.
Oh, you're going to get some people coming at you now.
Yeah, hot take, please.
But I'll say this, and I'm not a big fan of a lot of organizations, and I do know a couple of journalists, and they always say to me, they've heard our podcast, and they're like, you know, do me a favor, Derek and Cody. They're like, do me a favor. Just make sure you say that it's not all journalists. And I want to say that right here. There's a lot of good ones. We're not generalizing, you guys, because there are a lot of journalists out there that are really looking for the truth. And I think what happens in these bigger networks like CNN, even Fox News, MSNBC, all of them, they have these agendas that are perpetuated by the bigger higher ups.
Yep.
And they're all kind of working for different political parties. Right.
So, and if you're not fitting their narrative that they're pushing out, like if I'm not bringing to Fox, like very right wing, every anti-left thing, like all these different stories, my career's not going to climb. I'm not going to climb up the ladder, this, you know, ladder. So I got to skew some stories. And then as you're doing that, what do you think you're doing to yourself as a journalist? You're skewing yourself. You're no longer an objective journalist.
No.
So, yeah, I think that this right here kind of shows the problem with what's going on with a lot of these journalists. They're not objective.
And he's the top guy. Like, he's the face of CNN.
Exactly. He's not objective. So the take that I was going on that I thought could have been a hot take was, you know, what are you willing to do for your brother? And now I'm not saying defend your brother who's sexually harassing women. That's disgusting. That's horrible. But this guy was in a position of journalism where he had branches of people to be like, I need to find out what's going to be happening to my brother. Now, the way that he used it is where it's wrong. But if he just put his stuff out, CNN wasn't even going to fire him. They were like, we were aware of it. He apologized. We put out a statement saying we didn't like it and it went against our ethics. Did you even know that CNN put that statement out back then?
No, I didn't. But I will tell you that it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, I understand where they're coming from because it is a business, even though it's supposed to be, again, they're supposed to be above that, right? Like they're supposed to be what we should all strive to be, which is just focusing on the truth. I will say this, you know, we're talking about it. I do give CNN credit for doing what they did today because, you know, that is a breadwinner for him. He is bringing in a lot of revenue through ad sales, through his primetime show. And so, you know, regardless of what happened in the past, it does seem like they made the right move today. And I want to read their statement because they did essentially release a statement almost immediately after these documents were released. And this is actually an article from CNN Business. So this is right from the horse's mouth. It says, today, the New York Attorney General's office released transcripts and exhibits Monday that shed new light on Chris Cuomo's involvement in his brother's defense. The documents, which we were not privy to before their public release, raise serious questions. When Chris admitted to us that he had offered advice to his brother's staff, he broke our rules, and we acknowledge that publicly. This is the statement you were referring to, right? But we also appreciated the unique position he was in and understood his need to put family first and job second, which you've kind of said, right? Like, at that point, if you're just kind of like giving them some pointers and not really diving into cases and looking up the offenders, although it's against our policy, we understand that your brother's the governor of New York. It's a tough position to be in, and we know you guys are close. The statement continues. However, these documents point to a greater level of involvement in his brother's efforts than we previously knew. As a result, we have suspended Chris indefinitely, pending further investigation.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to ask you, I know that it was funny because when they announced this, a little ironic, they had the legal analyst, Jeffrey Toobin, who was suspended for basically jerking off on a Zoom call and didn't know it was still live. They suspended him indefinitely as well, but he's back on the air talking about this. So I was like, probably the wrong guy to have up there. But what do you think? And again, we're not like experts in this, but do you think CNN is done with Chris, or do you think he comes back after a long hiatus and maybe this is all blown over? Do you think they're going to basically lose their cash cow is what I'm getting at?
It all depends. It depends on the backlash that comes his way. It depends on what happens to his credibility as an analyst and as a journalist. Now, is he going to be like under this crazy scrutiny? he was trying to help his brother, right? So he was using – I feel like he was in a position where he like couldn't help himself but use every outlet possible in order to try to find that information. Was that right or was that wrong? It was wrong. But it was, you know, in hopes to find out, okay, is this information about my brother true? Are these stories true? Like he tells me it's not true. Okay, what am I trying to find out? Was he then getting that information being like, yeah, my brother was a scumbag. He was like being very inappropriate with these women. And you know what? I'm going to bury these stories. If he's doing that, that's so far wrong. That what else is he burying stories? Is that like that? Then comes the whole conversation of like, what is he willing to bury to like kind of push his agenda? Like when he's telling a story on the news, like it really makes him lose a lot of credibility, too much credibility that, you know, I don't know that they can just bring him back. It's going to have to be a very long hiatus. A very long hiatus.
But I do think because now if he was the one accused of the sexual abuse allegations or the comments like a Matt Lauer never came back and he was as big as Chris Cuomo and he was done for because it was specifically involving him. I do think CNN brings him back at some point. I think they bring him back and, you know, he's going to have to do some cleaning up. And he's going to have to do a lot of apologizing. But I don't think this is the end for Chris Cuomo. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if CNN said to him, hey, listen, you know, you're not a sexual deviant, but your brother's got some problems. You made some wrong decisions. And we got to act on it now, Chris. Yeah. You're going to have to go away for a while. You're a multimillionaire. Yeah, you're a multimillionaire. You're going to be fine. We're thinking probably a year, you know, or whatever it may be. And then we'll slowly integrate you back into this when new stories come up that are more polarizing and it's kind of an afterthought. Yes, there'll still be some resistance when you come back, but people will have most likely forgot about it because again, you're not the offender. You were just doing some things that were not ethical as far as your position here as an anchor and as a journalist. So yeah. I think he comes back. If I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be shocked if he didn't.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think CNN, you know, I don't know. I think that they knew ultimately what was going on. But the fact that they put out a statement previously, which was not a statement that I heard. I never heard of this statement. You know, when all this stuff was being discussed, my first thought was, look at his brother like on CNN, just kind of like brushing by this. Like, dude, when this was another political person on the opposite side, the whole media outlet was crushing him and you had Chris Cuomo not saying anything. Yeah, it's his brother. I understand it. But it's like, dude, you weren't doing your job. And you were purposely going out there to try to find a way to discredit anything to try to help your brother's agenda. I have this crazy hot take here, right?
Okay.
Did you know that Cuomo's father was a governor in New York from 1982 to 1996?
I knew their whole family. Like I know like the Cuomos have been like around in New York. Like they're a staple there. They're like a very very influential family politically.
Right, very influential family. So Mario Cuomo goes through his governorship, much like Andrew was, and is like, man, I could have done so much better if I had somebody on the TV that I could just have easy access to get my word out there, to talk about me, to talk me up. Do you think Mario Cuomo was like, one of you is going to be the governor and the other one of you is going to be on the broadcasting end of it. And I'm splitting you two. And this is the route you're going to go. So you can always protect each other and always take care of each other. You're going to go on the news outlet side and you're going to be able to track any stories down and, you know, nip anything in the butt for Andrew, who's going to be the governor. And then anything that he can do to help you, boom, and all that. Do you think that that's something that they did?
I mean, dude, that's a hot, I don't know.
That was a lot, right? That's the conspiracy. Listen, guys, that's the conspiracy theory in me right there coming out. I don't know. There's no truth to that at all. I'm speculating. I'm going to say that up front. But isn't it fun to speculate sometimes?
I mean, yeah.
These sleaze balls. They're making us Italians look bad.
You know, and I'll say this, though. I mean, there's no doubt that we're talking about CNN tonight, but at the same time, we know that this is happening in every major news network. Chris Cuomo isn't like the outlier, like the isolated. We know that all these newscasters, these journalists, they're
not
all
talking to people. Remember Derek? Not all.
Oh, not all of them. I'm saying like with the major networks, they're talking to a lot of these. They have a lot of these politicians on their shows, so I'm sure they're friends with them or whatever. But
in a second,
I mean that is a great point to end it on too as well. You know, We're not generalizing all media. We do give media a hard time, but there are good journalists out there that come up with some really good hard-hitting articles. And honestly, we have to have someone out there holding people accountable and writing these stories. And it's up to you to decide whether you believe them or not. But that is the whole purpose, right? Like, that's what journalism is for, right? To keep the American, the public informed of what's going on out there. Hey, listen, weigh in the comments. We know it's a polarizing topic. We know everyone's got opinions on it. So we want to hear yours. Sound off in the comments below, whether you like or dislike the video, do that too. We love it. We appreciate you guys coming here, checking this out. We will keep you updated on it. There's definitely one more headline we're going to do tonight. So it's going to be the Oxford, Michigan story, the shooting. So we will get to that. So if you want to check that out, it's probably going to be available right after this. Actually, this will be coming out on this video right here. You're watching it Saturday. Yep. The Oxford, Michigan story will be out tomorrow, Sunday. So obviously look for that. Survivor will be out yesterday.
Survivor,
right?
Will be out. Survivor will be out Thursday. Oxford will be out Saturday, and this video will be out,
you're right,
on Friday.
So it's not Sunday. So I'm off, yeah, on the dates.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Check it out. We appreciate the love and support. We appreciate you joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.